This is Alison Love on, I think, is it the 12th, I don't know,
of April,
talking to Doug Sheward of Yew Tree Cottage, Whitley Hill, and I'm in Little Whitley Village Hall today. Thanks, Doug, for agreeing to have this chat.
You're welcome.
I know you don't really
no, you're
want
welcome.
To.
Right.
I just wondered if you could just tell me how you ended up coming to Great Whitley.
Cut a long story short, my mother and stepfather owned Whitley Lodge, the Stairport Lodge, and they bought it in about 1962, just before the bad winter, and I started coming in the spring and started to do lots around the garden with odd jobs. And then one evening I was talking to a local gentleman, and we were talking about houses, and he said, I know where there's a cottage going. So we had a quick chat, and I came again the next Sunday. My mother and stepfather had been up and seen it. Rained for a man from the building society to come down, promptly laced him with whiskey. Anyway, we went up and saw the cottage, me and my fiancée at the time, and then we said, yes, we'll buy it.
Fantastic.
And that's how I became a Whittonian.
Fantastic. And when was that, roughly?
About 1963.
And where were you living before that, then?
A place called Cowsden, Upton Snodbury, which is 7 miles from Worcester.
So you moved into Great Whitley?
Yeah, I moved in on the Boxing Day of 1963.
Yourself, or you and
no,
your fiancée?
No, just myself.
I was
going to
say, because you weren't married then.
Not in those days. No, I think it was strictly taboo in those days. You weren't allowed to live together in those days.
And then how did things change over the years?
First of all, I was in the Civil Defence in Martley for a couple of years, and it disbanded. Actually, a bit later on in life, I joined the St John in Worcester, St John Ambulance in Worcester. I was with him for about 15, 16 years, on and off.
What was the Civil Defence in Martley?
Well, it was part of the organisation, you know, that was left over from the war. Search and rescue, all about the nuclear side, you know, doing recces. Well, that was the idea, you know, it was all on paper in those days. We used to go at little exercises, and I remember going to Hereford one day for a week's course there. We covered a local hill climb or scrambling marty years ago, but not long after that it closed down. Not long, you know, just government closed it down. So.
What do you think are the good things about living in Great Whitley?
I like the neighbours. Some are very good. I like the countryside, obviously. Living where I am, you get a lot of walkers. Some are lost and some are just sort of passing through, so it's always nice to have a chat to them as well.
And the countryside is lovely. You were telling me about the
bluebells. Yes, about the bluebells. It is actually called the Bluebell Pass, isn't it? Police station's gone, the court's gone. Coal merchants have gone.
What was the coal merchants like?
Well, it was two merchants. One was Richard Waterman, and the other one was Toilers. The Toilers were very good. They used to bring my coal up when I had coal years ago. And of course, the garage has bolted. Moore's garage has disappeared, there's now houses.
Where was Moore's garage then?
Do you know where the Vicar is?
Robbie
Walters. Next door to there.
Close by the post office.
It's a fairly new house, green one. And that used to be Arthur Moore and Sons, which was Volkswagen and Saab dealers, and they were very well known in those days.
Mm. And Beryl Moore lived across the road.
That's right, yeah. I don't know her name, but the one more lived by the Martley Turn.
The Eyebrow House.
And then the other one used to live up behind the garage. There's a nice bungalow there.
And what about Whitley Court? Have you been there? Have you seen
yes,
any change
all around,
over the years?
I've been all around Whitley Court, yes. In fact, when Wigginton, I think it was, he offered my stepfather the court for £5,000. My stepfather said, what the am I going to do with this place?
When would that have been, roughly?
Probably early 70s, I should think. We were quite friendly with the gentleman that used to do the windows.
Stained glass?
Yeah, stained glass, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Bill Pardo. Bill Pardo, that was his name.
What was your stepfather's name?
Bert Page. and mother was Nell Page. They used to sell jam and strawberries from the lodge.
I think I remember that. Yeah.
Probably would have, they were for years selling jam.
So they were doing that in the 60s and 70s?
60s, 70s, yeah.
And what they made that with? They had some land and
yeah,
had fruit
trees. Yeah, there was a little bit of land there. They used to grow their own shrubs. But then she started going up to...
Goodman's?
Goodman's, yeah. She used to walk up to Goodman's and get the strawberries from there in the end.
And so your stepfather wasn't interested in buying Whitley Court for
£5,000?
Because it was obviously all in disrepair then, wasn't
it,
at that
just,
point?
Just a shell. Just a ruin in those days. Yeah.
Did anyone used to go and visit, go and have a look there? Or kids used to play there, I suppose, did they? Or round and about?
Well, I suppose they used to. And then, of course, later on, you used to get the yabos in there at night.
That's right.
Down the cars.
And you could,
they used to come whistling down the drive and slam the brakes on. You could see the gravel spewing out. That's before the bit of tarmac was put down there.
That wasn't good then.
No.